Y weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, partly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms, some of that rain heavy with temperatures in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered storms, lows at 63 degrees. Right now, it's 72.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Crews from rural electric cooperatives making their way south to help restore power to thousands of customers hit by Hurricane Ida. The National Rural Electric Cooperative Association said crews from co-ops in states west and north of Louisiana heading to the state to join power restoration efforts, which can begin once crews are able to make damage assessments. USDA's Risk Management Agency giving producers another couple of weeks to make coverage decisions and complete reporting activities for the Pasture, Rangeland, and Forest Pilot Insurance Program and the Apiculture Pilot Insurance Program. RMA says producers had asked USDA to extend the deadline, which is now December 1st, instead of November 15th. The PRF and API are both rainfall index crop insurance policies designed to help producers when lack of precipitation affects available forage for livestock and honeybees. The PRF is designed to help producers and protect livestock operations from risks of forage loss. Last year, producers insured about 160 million acres and nearly 32,000 policies to protect $2.9 billion of liabilities. Under API, beekeepers covered about 1.8 million colonies under 3,300 policies, protecting about $250 million in liabilities. Brazilian beef exports expected to increase again next year after a substantial increase this year and a robust trade with China, the primary factor, according to new analysis by USDA's Foreign Ag Service. The FAS office in Brasilia said now expect beef exports to increase about 2.6 million metric tons in 2021. That's a 3.5% increase over 2020. That total is expected to increase further by another 2% in 20. That total is expected to increase further by another 2% to 2.65 million tons in 2022. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Governor Laura Kelly announced that yesterday that soldiers and airmen from the Kansas National Guard are set to be deployed to Louisiana to help provide support for areas affected by Hurricane Ida.
The National Guard has a very distinct mission to help our community, our state, the state of Kansas, but also our other 50 states. We've done stuff in Colorado and California. We've done things throughout the state for COVID. We've gone even to the Capitol last year, and so we're willing to help our community.
That was Wyatt Presnell, a platoon leader for the Kansas National Guard on Cake News. Governor Kelly has signed up near 280 volunteer soldiers and airmen with the Kansas National Guard. Nationwide, more than 5,400 National Guard members from 11 different states are assisting with the rescue and relief efforts in the state. In other news, one person was killed and another suffered serious injuries when their vehicle collided on I-70 in northwest Kansas. Cake News reports the event happened near K-25 Junction in Thomas County when a vehicle went off the road to the right and drove across westbound lanes, crossing the median and colliding with an eastbound Dodge Ram. Good American Network News.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
With the potential cost of COVID-19 treatments, if you end up in the hospital, racking up to tens of thousands of dollars potentially, many insurance companies have been waiving cost-sharing fees as co-pays and deductibles. But will that be changing at some point in the year? As KWCH News reports at Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, say they right now are continuing to waive deductibles and co-pays, but at the end of the year, that will be ending.
At this point, at the end of the year, we'll go back to our normal coverage with cost-share back to our members.
That audio from KWCH News. The good news is, unlike some insurance companies, they won't be charging higher premiums for those that choose not to get the vaccine.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas members do not have to worry about if they go into the hospital or seek treatment through their doctor's office on if they will be checked for their vaccination status or not. We're paying those claims regardless.
That was Katrina McGovern on KWCH News, Mid-America Network News.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Nebraska state government stepping in to help shuffle patients between local hospitals that are dealing with a surge of people with coronavirus and other health issues. Governor Pete Ricketts says the state has partnered with Nomi Health, the creators of the Test Nebraska program, to offer call centers that overcrowded hospitals can contact when they need to transfer patients elsewhere. The around-the-clock call centers will serve as coordinators for in-state hospitals to try and keep them from getting overwhelmed at a cost of about $200,000 per month. The number of COVID-19 cases in Nebraska has increased in each of the past 10 weeks, and the total nearly doubled over the past 2 weeks as the highly contagious Delta variant of the virus continues to spread. The state of Nebraska reported 5,006 new cases for the week that ended last Friday. And Nebraska forecasters say cooler temps for the remainder of the week. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
We're sure you've heard the news. It's buzzing on every channel every day. There's a car inventory shortage. Okay, yes, this may be true. But at Midwest Kia, we've got you covered. We've sold over 100 new Kias every month as area inventory has dwindled. And we've got one for you. So don't worry about the news. The Midwest Express buying tool is the simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new Kia and ensures you'll never pay over sticker. Go to MidwestKia.com to see the new 2022 Kia models, like the newly redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, the 8-passenger Kia Carnival, and more. Or take advantage of the market and sell us your car today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. COVID issues hit home again as the Valley Heights Mustangs were forced to cancel the season opener Friday with Marysville. Valley Heights ended the season last year on a quarantine issue. No immediate details on what specifically prompted the action. Valley Heights JV football games Monday, September 6th and September 13th have also been canceled due to numbers. An increasing number of schools in Kansas are being affected. Marysville late Wednesday confirming the football team will travel to Beloit Friday for a 7 p.m. kickoff. Beloit had their season opener canceled earlier in the day as their opponent, Republic County, announced they were suspending all sports practice and activities for the rest of this week. And classes for students in grades 6 through 12 at Belleville will be called off until at least Tuesday after the Labor Day weekend. Elementary classes will continue to meet. That district did not specify how many cases or quarantines were involved. As of Monday, Marshall County Health Department reported 35 positive COVID cases, down slightly from 49 late last week, but hospitalizations had risen to the highest level so far at 5, which was up from 3. Marshall County currently ranks 9th in the state in vaccination rates at 56%. Washington County is 20th at 50%. A public forum was held Wednesday evening in Blue Springs for Southern School District patrons to outline details of a proposed $2.89 million school bond issue facing voters on a mail-in ballot. A new gym, two classrooms, outdoor basketball courts, and drainage improvements at the elementary building, which was built in the mid-70s, are being considered. Some 20 people in attendance were advised. The measure is expected to add around 4.5 cents per $100 in property valuation to the tax rolls annually over a 20-year term. Mail-in ballots are due at the Gage County Clerk's Office by 5 p.m. September 14th. Riley County officers responded Tuesday afternoon in Randolph to a student who was reportedly missing and had run away. 14-year-old Patrick Chizik of Manhattan had been missing for some 3 hours, last seen Tuesday shortly before 2 p.m. Social media posts were also shared. Authorities that evening obtained a video of the boy on foot near the school. He then was spotted in a nearby cornfield. Patrick Chizik was found shortly after midnight early Wednesday at the Shortstop gas station in Riley. He was processed and released to parents. Many volunteers were called out during a search for the missing student, who was found safe. Over 10,000 visitors reportedly turned out for the Wall That Heals display in Marysville last week. The four-day exhibit was the only stop in Kansas and among 30 on a nationwide tour, which continued on to Colorado. Joyce Gudenkoff, age 78, formerly of Elites, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Centralia Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Joyce Gudenkoff. Darlene K. Landon Post Barnes, age 81, formerly of Oquito, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Oquito. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Darlene Landon Post Barnes. Mackenzie C. McClellan, age 29, of Topeka, passed away Sunday. She's the daughter of Carmen and Mike Lee of Marysville. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca. Burial in the Summerfield Cemetery. Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Kinsey McClellan. Nelda A. Gunther, age 83, formerly of Marysville, passed away on Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery, Beatrice. Visitation Thursday, 8 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 6 until 7, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Nelda Gunther. Opal Folkers, age 88, of February, formerly of Odell and Wymore areas, passed away on Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at the Gertis Meyer Chapel in February, in charge of arrangements for Opal Folkers. Daniel A. Little, age 40, of Greenleaf, passed away Sunday. Graveside service Saturday, 11 a.m. at Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. At the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Danny Little.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Acoustic Eidolon returns to Marshall County with their unique blend of Celtic, Americana, world, and flamenco music Thursday with a concert in the Kester House Museum Garden. The show starts at 7 p.m. and admission is free, and Acoustic Eidolon will have copies of their music for purchase. Don't miss Joe and Hannah of Acoustic Eidolon, 7 p.m. at the Kester House Garden this Thursday. Sponsored by Landmark Enterprises Incorporated, MCAC, The Marysville Advocate, MACT, Kester House Museum Foundation, and KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system moving across the central upper parts in the Midwest, and we're going to see showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon, continuing into tonight, in which some of that rain could be heavy. We'll continue with on again, off again showers and thunderstorms tomorrow and into tomorrow night before that low finally moves out of here. Dry weather for the Labor Day weekend, continuing into Monday. Mid 80s for today, but behind that cold front, temperatures only in the upper 70s, lower 80s over the next several days. So across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies, mid to upper 80s with wind gust at 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies will continue with showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s around 80. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy showers and thunderstorms, low of 64, and Saturday with storms early. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early September 86, record high on this date 111, the average low 62, the record low 43. Sunset this evening 7:57, sunrise in the morning at 6:57.
Need to rescue your fescue, baby your bluegrass? We're talking late summer lawn repair next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 2nd, the 245th day of the year. Hector Keanu Reeves shares a birthday with tennis champ Jimmy Connors, and in 1945, Japan formally surrendered, ending World War II. If the summer of 2021 has left your lawn worse for the wear, here's some good news. The best time for renovation is right about now. Cool season grasses started now and will develop strong roots before the dormant season. And it's a good time to open a new front in the battle with weeds. They're busily sending energy to their roots, making them most vulnerable to weed control products. You'll also get the most bang for your buck when fertilizing in the fall. Experts recommend a succession of treatments in the early and late fall for a quick green up next spring. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find our monthly lawn and garden guide online at almanac.com.
Now playing at Astro Theaters, Marvel's Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, rated PG-13. The horror thriller Candyman, rated R. The animated Paw Patrol, the movie, rated G. All showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7 and 9. Sunday, 2 and 7. Closed on Labor Day. Tuesday through Thursday, 7 p.m. Sandy's Pantry is open for lunch 11 to 3 weekdays at the Astro 3 Theater.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday baseball. Austin Hedges popped an RBI single just out of reach of first baseman Carlos Santana for the tie-breaking run in the 11th inning, and the Cleveland Indians beat the Kansas City Royals 5-3. The series with the Indians and Royals continues this evening. First pitch is set for 7:10. The news not any better for the Wichita Wind Surge yesterday, as they were unable to hold off the Travelers toward the end of the game as Arkansas tied the series after a 4-3 Game 2 win in Little Rock yesterday. The series for the Wind Surge continues tonight from Arkansas. First pitch is set for 7:10. Football, Chiefs All-Pro safety Tyrann Mathieu has tested positive for COVID-19. He's been placed on the league's reserve list as of yesterday. There is speculation, though, he could be back with the team soon and available for Week 1 against Cleveland. I'm Rick Averett. That's Thursday, Kansas Sports, here on the Mid-America Network.
At Midwest Kia, we listen to our customers and we know what's important to you. A great selection, friendly staff, and exceptional pricing. Introducing Midwest Express. Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car from the comfort of your own home. Spend less time in the dealership and complete the entire deal using the Midwest Express buying tool. Or get as much done online as you'd like and let our friendly staff help you finish the deal in half the time. And because you helped us save time, we'll help save you money. Having a hard time finding a dealership with inventory that's not marking up prices over sticker? Go to MidwestKia.com to see a fantastic collection of new 2022 Kia models. All clearly priced and never marked up. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
NFL news. As if adjusting to life without Drew Brees wasn't enough, the New Orleans Saints will now have to travel from their temporary practice home in Texas to Florida to play their regular season opener, which was originally scheduled for New Orleans. Now displaced by Hurricane Ida, they'll play their home game opener against Green Bay and Jacksonville on September 12th after practicing in Dallas for the better part of 2 weeks. A scenario reminiscent of their 2005 season of displacement after Hurricane Katrina struck. After 2 days of meeting with Big 12 directors, Commissioner Bob Bowlesby reiterated the league's 8 remaining schools plan to stick together. This echoes the Big 12 sentiment since the conference shakeup started after Texas and Oklahoma accepted invitations to join the SEC in 2025. Bowlesby added the group will continue working to look at options that best position the long-term strength of the Big 12 conference. Thursday Sports here on the Mid-America Network.
Valley Heights Mustangs COVID quarantine forcing cancellation of the season opener versus Marysville Friday. Marysville has a game at Beloit instead. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks 6:30 pregame 7 o'clock kickoff Friday on FM 95.5. Kansas State's in action Saturday. We'll have it live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on KNDY.
K-State football fans, it's time to refill the bill and cheer on your Wildcats at the home opener against Southern Illinois Saturday, September 11th. Tickets start at just $30 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Tailgating, the pregame band show, new beer gardens, and so much more that you missed last season. It's finally time to refill the bill, and we can't wait to see you. Go Cats!
Now's the time to get the equipment you need to work more productively in the harvest season ahead and harvest more savings, too. Visit CanEquip during New Holland Harvest Days for great deals on select New Holland tractors, hay tools, and harvesting equipment, including 0% financing and cash back. Stop by CanEquip in Marysville. But hurry, Harvest Days end September 30th, 2021. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Help your lawn recover from summer's heat with a nutrient boost this fall. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Use a low nitrogen organic fertilizer that encourages slow, steady growth. Avoid high nitrogen, fast release fertilizers that promote lush, succulent growth that demands more water and is more susceptible to insects and diseases. The warm soil and cooler temperatures of fall encourage root development and nutrient storage with less energy used for above-ground growth. Fall fertilization supports this healthy growth. Those growing cool season grasses like bluegrass, fescue, and rye should make one more application in mid to late October and always before the ground freezes. Those growing warm season grasses like Bermuda and St. Augustine grass should make fall applications no later than 1 month prior to the anticipated first fall frost. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The Kester House Museum will sponsor a craft workshop in the gardens this Saturday for students in grades 1 through 6. Potter Sue Etlamacki will be leading them in making clay birds, which she will then fire for later pickup at South Hill Pottery. Grades 1 through 3 will meet from 9 to 10:30 and 4 through 6, 10:30 to noon. Call 562-8296, 562-8296 to sign up for the craft workshop this Saturday.
Like new and priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2019 GMC Acadia, a 2017 Chevy Equinox. There's a 2016 Buick LaCrosse, 2015 Chevy Town & Country, and a 2014 Chevy Captiva. These are priced right and ready to go at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
There was no doubt this young man had talent. He was operating motion pictures at the local opera house in the early 1900s and drawing caricatures of local townspeople between the movies. That led his boss to do something that perhaps set his future career in motion. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Bill Schuchert operated an opera house in Chester, Illinois in the early 1900s. One of his young employees was Elsie Seeger.
He worked for Wimpy in the opera house as a motion picture operator, played the drums in the band, changed out the lobby cars.
Debbie Brooks shares the story from her store in that original opera house building. You might have noticed that she referred to Mr. Schuchert as Wimpy. More on that in a moment. But Mr. Schuchert noticed something about his young employee, Mr. Seeger.
In between shows upstairs, Mr. Seeger would draw caricatures on slides, and the audience would guess who he was drawing. So Bill Schuchert saw that he had the talent for drawing, so he signed him up for a cartooning course.
Seeger eventually landed in Santa Monica, California, and began drawing a comic strip based on people he knew from his hometown of Chester, Illinois. His former employer, Mr. Schuchert, became Wimpy in the cartoon we today know as Popeye. People often ask if Rocky Fiegel, the local man who inspired Popeye, was a big spinach eater. It was perhaps the comic creator, Mr. Seeger, who ate the greens.
The story we heard is Mr. Seeger was a sickly kid with leukemia, and his parents grew the spinach thinking it had healing powers. So that's where he put the spinach in there when he created Popeye.
Mr. Seeger died in 1938, and the locals who inspired characters in the comic strip passed in the 40s and 50s. The opera house where Elsie began drawing still stands.
The building was built in 1875, and the opera house was upstairs, and it's been businesses down here below for years and years.
And in the downstairs of that opera house, you'll find Debbie with her spinach can collectible store and Popeye Museum. But this town had mostly forgotten about Popeye, and Debbie was one of those who helped bring him back to life. How that happened is next time as we travel the countryside in Chester, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCray.
Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a large three-day farm equipment auction for the Ray O'Neill Estate Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, September 4, 5, and 6. Saturday selling tools and miscellaneous beginning at 9, as well as some 35 AC tractors 1939 on up, AC and Gleaner combines. Then at 2, moving on to a 2013 Silverado 2500 HD four-wheel drive work truck, less than 36,000 miles, 24-foot tandem axle trailer with ramps, a nice 2010 Bobcat S630 with multiple attachments, Great Plains grain drill and grain wagons.
Sunday begins with shop tools and miscellaneous at 10, including hundreds of Alice tractor parts of all kinds. Then at 1, two rings will feature antiques, including guns, toys, and more. Sale concludes Monday, September 6th, with more parts, salvage items, antique tractors, and machinery. Some 55 antique tractors, many on steel, plus lots of 60s, 70s, and 80s farm machinery. Don't miss this massive collection of antique tractors, equipment, and parts, along with modern machinery, antiques, toys, and guns. Pictures and complete sale listing on the sale bill at Klein Realty and Auction.com. Ray O'Neill Estate Auction, September 4, 5, and 6 at the farm, 820 21st Road, Beatty. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
Fall is the time of year when you may find uninvited house guests scurrying about. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Mice are cunning creatures, so to keep them out, you have to be a step ahead of them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
One of very few people who think mice are cute. However, I draw the line when I see one running through the house. None of us ever extends an open invitation, but if a mouse can't find its way in, you will have new tenants. Terry Messmer is an Extension Wildlife Specialist at Utah State University. He says, really, it's our own fault. We leave garage doors open, our window screens have holes, and there are cracks and tiny openings around the exterior of our houses. Now is the time to enforce your no vacancy policy for rodents.
If you've got any openings that are larger than about a quarter inch, you need to seal them. If you've got cracks in building foundations around water pipes, vents, you know, utility cables, doors, window screens should fit tightly. And so the idea is just go around and do an inspection of the area.
Stainless steel scouring pads will plug holes as a quick fix. For the long term, Messmer recommends using some kind of insulating foam to fill the gaps. They're coming in to find a warm place for the winter and for free meals, so sanitation is extremely important.
They can survive on very small amounts of food, and so the idea is taking that food, storing it properly, storing it in closed containers. If you've got dog food in the garage, make sure that that's in a rodent-proof container, some type of plastic garbage can or something along that line.
If you see mice in the house, Messmer recommends setting standard wooden traps baited with peanut butter. He does not recommend repellents. For one, he says they don't work very well, and if they're chemical-based, they could cause secondary effects in the humans living there. You'll find more tips for keeping mice out of the house at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
This day is good. I'm feeling empty like you knew I would. I should be thankful, Lord, I know I should. But Lord, forgotten me. I've been praying to you faithfully. I'm not saying I've done all I can, but Lord, I know you'll understand.
Tried to change out a battery, only to find you only have a flathead screwdriver and you need a Phillips screwdriver. It is so frustrating when you know what you want, but you can't find the right tool to make it happen. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes we think it's easier to struggle through with the wrong tools rather than take the time to get the tools we need when we need them. And you know, one area in life where you shouldn't use the wrong tools is in your finances. Whether you're starting a new career, you're a stay-at-home parent, or you're approaching retirement, it's important to understand the tools available to you when putting together your financial strategy. Because when you use money as a tool to help you achieve your goals in life, you'll begin to have greater financial clarity. And ultimately, when you use the right tools to build your financial strategy, you can end up saving a lot of time and headache from having to go back and fix things. So use the right tool today so you can have a more purposeful and meaningful tomorrow. And don't forget to check in with a financial professional.
One size fits all is not the most efficient approach to crop irrigation, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family owned and independent, just like their customers. Just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gempler's.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. In some parts of the country, water for irrigation use is a precious and finite resource. Farmers who irrigate crops don't just turn on the system and walk away. According to Darren Rudnick of the University of Nebraska at Lincoln.
Are we trying to be efficient with a single application, or are we trying to be efficient in terms of our seasonal total of how much we're putting on? And the reason is it's very different in terms of what goes into being efficient in those two different settings.
Rudnick says applications throughout the season will depend on how the crop responds as it matures.
I think everybody's probably heard in various ways that we don't have a perfectly linear response, right? So we have kind of that diminishing response of yield to irrigation. And that basically is meaning that the first initial few inches, and as we go up, it has more value as compared to as we get closer to hitting our maximum biological output.
Rudnick says there are so many variables in achieving irrigation efficiency.
Local issues, whether that's topography, residue levels, what kind of irrigation system we're dealing with, and not go with a blanket universal law of this is how I should irrigate, because it's tended to be more efficient in one location or one application. It might not hold for yours.
Rudnick was a panelist in a recent session of the Sustainable Agronomy Conference. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with harvest season right around the corner for many farmers across the Mid-America region, one of the last things that you need is not only equipment down, but also individuals being down because of COVID-19. And as the Delta variant continues to spread across the nation, COVID cases and hospitalizations are on the rise again. The question now is, as a farmer, what can you do to make sure that your operation is still moving smoothly? Dr. Tyler Clay is an internal medicine clinical pharmacy specialist and clinical assistant professor of infectious disease at Marshall University School of Pharmacy in West Virginia, where he says still the best defense right now is getting the COVID-19 vaccine.
Simply put, it's the best way to prevent yourself from having serious illness. I work in the hospital, and what we're seeing with our numbers right now is about 90% of hospital admissions are in individuals who are unvaccinated. 90% of our ICU admissions are in individuals who are unvaccinated. So yes, it is still a potential for you to have what we call a breakthrough case or get infected with COVID-19 if you have had the vaccine, but the chances of you having severe adverse outcomes associated with that infection are far, far less if you have been vaccinated.
He says, as for the COVID-19 Delta variant, it may be the most contagious variant yet, although it's not nearly as severe.
We measure how contagious the virus is based on something called the R-naught. So with the original strain of COVID-19, we had an R-naught of 2, which meant for every individual who's infected with COVID-19, they then went on to infect an average of about 2 additional individuals. With this Delta variant, we're seeing an R-naught of 6, meaning that for every person that's infected with COVID-19, they're going on to infect approximately 6 individuals.
Many rural communities across the Mid-America region have still been skeptical about the COVID-19 vaccine and have some of the lower vaccination rates in the nation. If you have any questions or want more information about the vaccines, you can go to vaccines.gov or the KDHEKS.gov. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
At Midwest Kia, we listen to our customers and we know what's important to you. A great selection, friendly staff, and exceptional pricing. Introducing Midwest Express. Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car from the comfort of your own home. Spend less time in the dealership and complete the entire deal using the Midwest Express buying tool. Or get as much done online as you'd like and let our friendly staff help you finish the deal in half the time. And because you helped us save time, we'll help save you money. Having a hard time finding a dealership with inventory that's not marking up prices over sticker? Go to MidwestKia.com to see a fantastic collection of new 2022 Kia models. All clearly priced and never marked up. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Soy Transportation Coalition Executive Director Mike Steenhook says he expects resiliency at export terminals in New Orleans that weathered the hurricane, but also stressed that damage assessments need to be conducted. Most export facilities were able to resume operations quickly last year despite an active hurricane season, he said, and certainly hopeful that something like that will occur this year and not be more long-lasting. He said it just depends upon the damage assessment that's currently underway. He said the region accounts for 61% of soybean and 58% of corn exports. Top Republicans on the House and Senate Ag Committees asking Ag Secretary Vilsack to explain the increased nutrition aid spending in the face of unmet needs for farmers. They said despite trillions in federal spending related to COVID and hundreds of billions of dollars more being dedicated to non-COVID-related programs, U.S. farmers, ranchers, foresters, and rural communities are remaining vulnerable to the impact of the pandemic and volatile inflation. Bozeman and Thompson say they want answers before key House committees soon begin consideration of the Democrats' $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill. Carbon Bank is launching a pilot program with 5 farms, which will be compensated for using regenerative agriculture practices to enrich their fields' soils while capturing carbon from the air. The farms participating are in North Carolina, Iowa, and Arkansas, and grow a variety of crops like broccoli, corn, cotton, peanuts, potatoes, rice, soybeans, sweet potatoes, tobacco, watermelon, and wheat. Each farm has committed to implement a combination of practices to increase their soil carbon content. They may include reduced or no-till, cover crop, planting cash crops, green into living crops, and more robust crop rotations. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Alfalfa that's looking a little peaked may need a meal of sulfur. The mineral will help boost yields and fight weeds. Unsuccessful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Needs sulfur to grow. Before the 1990s, the source of sulfur came from acid rain. When environmental regulations kicked in, the sulfur supply began disappearing. This means hay producers now need to add sulfur in their fertilizer application to maintain or increase yields. Dan Undersander is an extension forage specialist at the University of Wisconsin. He says alfalfa takes up sulfur as sulfate, converts it into amino acids, and then into important proteins.
Without the sulfur, the plants tend to be stunted and they tend to appear yellow in the field if we have a severe deficiency because they can't grow and then they're also not fixing enough nitrogen from the air. The combination of factors means that sulfur deficient plants, they're lower yielding and they are not as competitive against weeds.
Undersander says the sulfur application rate is about 5 pounds per ton of dry matter removed, and he recommends applying it twice a year.
Once after first cutting, and then again in the fall. after first cutting, we could put on 25 or 30 pounds of sulfur. And then with the fall application of potassium, we could put on the remainder that we need to have based on the yield that we got during the year.
The most common source of sulfur is in a sulfate form, such as potassium sulfate, ammonium sulfate, or gypsum, which is a calcium sulfate. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about how sulfur can help your alfalfa yields at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Brazilian farmers will harvest just under 94 million tons of corn this season. 10 harvest forecasters indicating a fall of 8.5% from the last forecast due to a severe drought. Second crop corn failure will lead to higher imports and lower exports of the crop. The forecasters say Brazil, home to some of the world's largest meat processors, will need to keep the grain to make it livestock feed. One agribusiness consultant cut her corn export forecast to 22.5 million tons, down from a previous prediction of 32 million tons. She estimates Brazilian corn import needs may reach 4 million tons. If the dry weather persists, corn yields may fall even further in some of the key corn-producing states in Brazil. In April, a poll of 11 forecasters predicted a record corn crop of 107 million tons, but poor weather has damaged that. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, Britain is negotiating to join the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, or CPTPP. Talks began recently to join the trade deal Britain sees as crucial to its post-Brexit pivot away from Europe. That's according to Reuters. The CPTPP agreement removes 95% of tariffs between its members, including Japan, Canada, Mexico, and others. While joining the agreement won't significantly increase exports for Britain, it will lock in market access and increases market influence. Britain will need to demonstrate it can meet the existing members' standards on tariff removal and trade liberalization and provide clear details on how and when it will do so. The United States left the trade agreement, then known only as the Trans-Pacific Partnership, during the Trump administration. However, during his campaign, President Biden expressed the possibility of renegotiating and rejoining CPTPP. Ag News, Market Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB. Paid for.
This is Brighton Stahl, the landlocked sailor, and you're about to hear my brand new single off of my soon to be released album right here on KNDY.
Midnight shooting stars, half a bottle of tequila. I'm looking all around and she says no one's gonna see us. She nods in the direction of the crashing waves. I smile and say there ain't no way. And from the look in her eyes, I realize I'm not gonna get to stay on. She's gonna pull me in, carry me away from shore. She's gonna pull me in, every moment leaves me wanting more.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.